It's Friday morning, which means it is time for us to bring you another installment of the Oral History Project StoryCorps. For as long as he can remember, 31-year-old Sean Ploss has struggled to keep a secret. Here he tells his friend Blanche Podhaisky about the learning disability that he has spent his life trying to hide.
I can remember playing Trivial Pursuit with a girlfriend and her friends and being so terrified to read the questions off the Trivial Pursuit card in front of other people because I thought I'd make a mistake or say the wrong word.
And yet you graduated valedictorian of your high school class.
Well, I developed a lot of coping skills in high school. If it was my time to read out loud in class, I might pretend I didn't feel well. I'd also find the smartest kid in the class and ask them to explain the novel to me so I'd understand what was going on. Even in college, I continued to struggle. I really hit a wall with the amount of reading involved. I used to convert words into pictures. For example, imagine a parrot flies along, the parrot lands on a car, the car explodes, and the smoke and feathers rise in a figure eight. That represents a word for me, and that word is polycarbonate. Poly's the parrot, the car is the car, the explosion's like a bomb, and the eight is an eight. I used to convert about 10,000 words into these pictures every semester. So I always lived in fear my whole life that somebody would discover that I couldn't keep up with the pace of work and school. I ran into the same challenges. I worked in marketing and advertising, and I'd be there late at night or I'd come in on Sundays and print out the emails so I could underline and circle words as I read them. I had trouble remembering the names of people I work with and how to spell their names. So I used to keep the business cards of the owners of the company in the drawer of my desk, and I'd pull it out and figure out how to spell their name. This is even after a year of working with the people. And I got laid off because they said I couldn't keep up. So I became a carpenter, which is a visual field, but I was still struggling as a carpenter. I can remember I was just very down on myself, and I didn't know what to change. But I came across an article in Fortune magazine which said the dyslexic CEO. It talked about these very intelligent, successful CEOs who'd made in life with severe learning disorders. I looked up learning disorders in the phone book, and I went in for this full day of evaluation. At the end of the day, the evaluators came in, and they said, "We wanted you to know before you left today that your IQ is in the 99th percentile, but your ability to read and decode words is in the 14th percentile." It was the first time my entire life had ever been explained in that way. And I got in my pickup truck and cried all the way home. It was a changing point in my life, a turning point.
Sean Ploss and Blanche Podhaisky at StoryCorps. Ploss is now a general contractor in Burlington, Vermont. StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And to learn how you can participate, just visit npr.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is NPR News.